This episode of Lawyers Tell All is brought to you by Law Firm Conversions. If your law firm's phone is ringing, that only means your marketing is successful. It's what happens when the phone is answered that will drive your success or failure. Visit www.intakeacademy.com and claim your free copy of Chris Mullen's groundbreaking book for lawyers and law firms that gets every call converting to become a profitable client, showing you the steps you need to take to ensure the right person is answering the phone and answering it correctly. Welcome to the Lawyers Tell All podcast, where Chris Mullins, the preeminent sales and communications consultant in the legal industry, shows you how it looks through lawyers' eyes. Here, innovators in the trenches provide powerful insights that help you connect with new clients, handle the sometimes harsh realities of the legal profession, and embrace the mindsets needed to succeed. Be sure to visit our website at www.lawyerstellall.com. And while you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, lean in, tune in, and let's take a deep dive.
Hello, everyone. It's Chris Mullins with Lawyers Tell All. And today I am going to be interviewing Missy Wigginton. And I'm going to let Missy tell you a little bit about herself. Go ahead, Missy.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Hey, everyone. I'm Missy Wigginton. I'm the owner and founder of MW Law Firm, more commonly around our parts known as Mama Justice. So we have branded the phrase Mama Justice, and that's what everybody knows us for around here. Our tagline is call your mama, then call Mama Justice. Yeah. So we are a personal injury law firm. We primarily, handle car wrecks, some workers' comp, and slip and falls, any kind of injury other than med-mal. So we have just been in business only about 5 years, but in that time we have grown dramatically. Started out with just myself and a part-time person to help me answer the phone. Now we have 6 attorneys and 34 employees. So, God has been good to us. It has really taken off, and we have offices in Mississippi, 3 in Mississippi, but we do business also in Tennessee, Alabama, and Texas. I'm licensed in all of those states, and we were fortunate enough to get hooked up with Chris Mullins, and she and her company has really helped us standardize our intake procedure and really make sure that we deliver the quality of service that that I demand for every phone call. I can't answer all the phone calls now, but through this process, we've been able to deliver the same standard of service, and the number of intakes, the number of cases that we've signed has just been phenomenal. So I'm forever grateful.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. How did the name Mama Justice, how did that happen? What's the story there?
Well, I have 2 boys, and when they were little, we lived in a neighborhood that had a bunch of lakes and a bunch of bullies. And really, those bullies just roamed the whole neighborhood. And our house was one of those houses they knew they could come into, and I'd feed them and give them something to drink or whatever. And some of them started out calling me Mama Missy. And I mean, they're grown now. But when I moved out to Texas, when I married my husband, they do things in Texas a little bit different than we do here in Mississippi. So in Mississippi, I had only ever seen law firms advertised by the name, never anything else. But when I got to Texas, we saw the car wreck cowboy and the hammer. Some different nuances, and we were just kicking that around, and my husband came up with Mama Justice.
And oh wow,
it's been really, we really believe that our brand is really one of the big growth factors that have taken us to where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. When we listen to phone calls, I mean, you're like a celebrity. We hear that, like, whenever somebody's calling your office, a lot of people are like, well, I just want to talk to Mama. Right? So that's awesome. The other question I was going to ask you is, what about your core values? Tell us a little bit about your core values.
Well, when we started Mama Justice, when it's just you and you're taking care of all the clients, then you can make sure that what you want to happen and the message that you want to give your clients, that it's done. It's done every time. No doubt about it. Even when you expand maybe to one attorney, or a paralegal, you're still so close to the clients that you have that you make sure that they're taken care of. As we got bigger, it was harder for me to get that same message across to all my employees, because if everybody here at Mama Justice, if we're not singing from the same sheet of music, we don't all believe in the same core values or the same method and have the same heart when we're dealing with clients, then nobody's going to give the same service that I want or that our clients really expect if I'm their attorney. So we developed 12 core values. Six are inward facing toward each other here at Mama Justice. Six are outward facing toward our clients. And if we ever get in a debacle where we don't know what to do, is this the right thing to do or should we do this? We always fall back on our core values. And I tell my attorneys and paralegals, if it's not in the core values, if it don't fit our core values, we don't want to have any part of it. So we're, honesty and integrity, that's one of our core values. Leave it better than you found it. Empathy and action, all these things that I want to deliver to our clients, then it's a clear roadmap of all these ideologies that our employees are supposed to deliver the same type of service. So it's been really good. We have the core values painted on the wall in our training room, and everybody has to memorize them, and it's been a good addition to Mama Justice. Make sure we deliver service.
So, well, how are you holding everybody accountable for the core values? How does that happen?
Well, every month we have a contest, and since there's 12 core values, we have one core value a month that we focus on, and employees get to vote for their fellow co-workers and who exemplifies Mama Justice and what have the Mama Justice core values and what have they done this month to exemplify that core value. And that just keeps it top of mind because everybody knows that we're all, we're keeping up with it. We're looking over each other's shoulder
And so you're consistent with that every single month?
every single month.
Okay, good. The reason I'm asking that is because core values is something that a lot of, not just law firms, but a lot of businesses do, but they don't really talk about it. They just come up with it one day and that's it, So it's good that you hold everybody accountable and you're consistent every single month.
That's the key. That with what we try to teach in Intake Academy. You've got to be consistent. So.
Are you an entrepreneur?
No, I've never been asked that question, but maybe so, because we are doing we're doing what we do differently than what I've seen in the marketplace. I've worked for other personal injury law firms. I've worked for other just law firms that take in all kinds of cases. But I do feel that we do it differently here. And I think that's reflected with the number of five-star reviews that we have on Google and what folks say about us. So yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, because what made me think of that was when you were talking about the name Mama Justice and the hammer, and I thought, okay, well, that's like an entrepreneur's mindset there, right there. So, yeah, and so 5 years ago, what were you doing before starting Mama Justice?
5 years ago, I was working for a personal injury law firm, and I was settling cases. I'd really gotten disenfranchised with the whole personal injury space because the attorneys I had worked for had a big focus on money. A lot of the advertisements that you see for personal injury law firms, it's all about the money. And you know what I found in dealing with clients is money is secondary to well-being. People that are in accidents sometimes are going through a paradigm shift in life. They may never be able to go back to work. They may be, you know, temporarily not able to get their children to school or just function in everyday life. And so at Mama Justice, we focus on the person. We feel like that the person is the most important piece. And if we take care of them, it doesn't matter whether I put $2,000 or $200,000 in their pocket. They're satisfied because they know I've done all that I can do for them. And that's what makes a difference. And that's really what sets us apart. And I'm not saying money's not important. Of course, money's important. But you ask anybody if you choose health or money, which would you choose?
Why, what made you decide to have your own firm?
Well, at my 30-year class reunion, I was divorced at the time, and I reconnected with an old classmate, and we ended up getting married. So it's kind of
Oh
fairy tale romance.
no. You're blushing.
I know. He's a little bit older than I am, but we grew up not 2 miles apart from each other. You know, I know his family. He knows my family. You know, we remember each other when we were kids. And he was the reason I went to Texas. He was living in Texas at the time, and he was traveling all over the country. He was a C-level rep selling disaster recovery plans to Fortune 500 companies. And you know, we started, you know, seeing each other. We've been married about 5 years now. Been about 6 years, yeah. And it was really he said, "Missy, you know, you need your own practice." You know, he said, "I've seen you work with these people, and I think you would do well." And I mean, honestly, he's the one that cashed in his 401k and building and put the sign up and said, you take this and see what you can do with it. So he's been a big inspiration. He's a godsend. And I do all of the, you know, I run Mama Justice. It is my law firm, but he's always there to prop me up and, you know, give me the pep talk because, you know, running your own business isn't easy. It's you know, 34 people, 6 lawyers, most of them women. It's a lot of, you know, we have about 800 cases on the books now. So it's a lot of challenges, but we've met them all head on, and it's been a wonderful ride. I mean, I just would never have dreamed that we could be where we are today. I couldn't have, if I would have said, God, I want this and this and this and this, I could not have dreamed it to be the way that it is now. So we're looking at expanding, opening an office in Atlanta and opening an office in Alabama. We've got some attorneys that we're, you know, training up to make that happen. So, you know, hopefully we'll be a southeastern region law firm in the next 5 years. So we're
I
in
mean,
the
five
green.
years is not a long time. So you're still on your honeymoon, and 5 years for your business, I mean, that's just not a long time.
No, not to be where we are today, not to bring in the cases and the revenue. This past year, Inc. 5000 recognized Mama Justice as the fastest growing female law firm in the whole United States.
Yikes.
Unbelievable. We were the fastest growing business in Mississippi of all businesses, not just law firms.
Yeah,
It's in Mississippi. And we were the second fastest growing personal injury law firm in United States. So we ranked 675 out of 5,000 companies that Inc. 5000 looked at. Oh, it was a really a great honor. We give back a lot to our community. We think that that's important to be involved in the community. We just last weekend had a day where all of our employees donated their time at the humane shelter, and we paid for dog and cat adoptions, and we just do a lot of things in the community that promote Mama Justice and make us feel good about what we're doing here, not only for clients, but the whole community.
Yeah, that's amazing. What, how do you do it like every day? So when you answer the question, you want to tell me what it is that what you do to keep yourself going every day. I mean, to keep a business going for 5 years, as wonderful as it is, but also at the same time, what you say will be giving advice to other law firms. So what is it?
You got to love what you do. I love it. I mean, I wake up between 4 and 5 every morning and I am excited about coming to work. I mean, I love this work. I love the personal injury space. To me, it's like the Robin Hood of the legal practice. You have these big insurance companies up here that don't want to pay our clients money. And, we get to step in and make them pay what our clients deserve. And it's very rewarding. It's the best. I've practiced all kinds of law. I've done family law, bankruptcy, criminal law, corporate law. When I got out of law school, I worked for a bank for 10 years because I was a banker before I went to law school. I wasn't one of these kids that got to come straight out of your undergraduate and go to law school. When I went to law school, I was married and I had a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. And I commuted back and forth to Ole Miss an hour each way for 3 years. So, it was a lot of work just to get through law school. So I have a big work ethic. I expect my people to have a good work ethic. Don't have a good work ethic, you're not going to work here very long. Because I can teach you personal injury, but I can't teach you how to work hard. I can't teach you how to love people and how to, and to enjoy working with people. But I can teach you the personal injury space. So we look for the right fit for the attorney and the employees that we have working here. And we've been really blessed. We've got a great team, and because I can't do it by myself, I am only as good as the worst employee I have out there, actually. So, we work real hard to make sure they're on board. We have huddles every Monday to get the week on. What are we going to get done this week? We reward our employees. We have goals, and the goals are all published. Next month, we're taking the whole staff to Puerto Rico because they have a 2023 goal.
Yeah, that's amazing. Really is.
Like I said, it's a lot of fun. You've got to enjoy what you do, and you can make it fun or it can be a drudge, but it's up to you.
Yeah. But it's also like it's a lot of hard work, right? I mean, it really is. Well, let me ask you this. If you were a professor at a law school and you wanted to give a message to all the students about where they're going to go next, whether they're just going to work at a law firm or have their own, what are some of the most important lessons that you would share with them?
I think an important lesson would be don't box yourself in. Be willing to try different areas of the law. You don't know what you don't know. So sometimes, just like myself, I was a banker for 11 years before I went to law school, and I really thought that when I got out, I would stay in the corporate world and be a corporate attorney. And in law school, I only took those types of classes. I really didn't take a lot. It was all business, it was business tax. It was everything was really toward a corporate. And then when I got out, I really had, I thought I went all this time to law school and I've really not got to practice law. I've been at a bank and I've managed a lot of people and I worked on a lot of documents, but I haven't gotten to practice law. So when I got out into a solo practitioner's firm and was able to do all kinds of law, I really realized that I loved people. I loved working with people. So I think the biggest thing is, don't be afraid to try new areas of the law to find out what you love. Because I tell my people at work, you spend too much time at work not to be happy. And a lot of people work their whole lives and they don't even really like what they do. And that's sad to me. That's sad. You gotta love what you do. And, don't be afraid to talk to other attorneys. People that have been in the practice a while because they've been around the sun a couple of trips. And, anytime that we can share with those folks that are new coming on into the practice, because practicing law is, it's hard. Nobody calls you unless they have a problem. So you're dealing with all these problems. You're dealing with death and sickness and paradigm shift and divorce and money and bankruptcy and, people getting sued. And it can be a lot. It can be very stressful. So just, rely on those of us that have been here a while. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah, I think that's probably like the best advice is to build a network up. And, sometimes people are afraid to ask other attorneys because they feel like, well, I'm here and they're there, so they're not going to really want to talk to me. But to have the courage to do that will really help them to learn what to do and what not to do. And any mistakes you make, we've all done it.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid of what you don't know. I didn't know a lot about running a business and I'm still learning. So we hire a lot of consultants to help us. And that's what they're there for. A lot of people I think are afraid to say, I don't know, because they're lawyers. They've been to law school. Aren't you supposed to know this? And the most freeing thing that I can say is, I don't know. I'm just going to have to find out. And then I go find out.
So ask for help. What about being the first woman president? I saw that. I got to ask you about that one.
Yeah, that's so. I can still quote all of my presidents, like Washington, Adams, Lincoln, Johnson.
Oh, no.
I can say them all. I was fascinated by the presidents in school. And I figured out, like maybe in the fifth or sixth grade, that you had to be 35 years old to be president. And at the turn of the century, which was 2000, I would have been 35 years old. And I was thinking, I want to be the first woman president in the century. That was a lofty goal way back then. And I think about it now and I'm like, that was pretty intuitive for me to figure up the age and all that, and that it was going to be the turn of the century. But that wasn't what God had in store for me. But I did get my law degree in 2000.
Yeah. Right.
That was my big accomplishment at the turn of the century. So it was all good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So what about stress and self-care? What do you do? What have you learned about that?
Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic. So I only have a daily reprieve based on my spiritual condition. I still read the big book and still know that self-care is important. We preach that here quarterly. We do self-care for all of our employees. Like last quarter, we got massages. This quarter, we're doing pedicures for everybody. For me, self-care looks like I have a lake house And so it's some downtime with my family up at our lake house. It's, it's giving back to the recovery community. That's, that's self-care for me. I love to read, and so I spend a lot of time in books, reading, and just staying close to the earth and realizing that every day is a gift. I have two beautiful granddaughters that I get to spend time with, and
Right.
that makes my world go around. So, I work a lot. I do.
You work
Usually,
how much? Do you work too much? More than you would like? Here and there?
sometimes, yeah, especially if we have a new attorney or something's going on. But I do love to work. When I get up in the morning, if I don't have anything else to do, because I think best in the morning, I like to come in and get some work done. Then, in the afternoon, plant some plants or shopping or get my nails done or, things like that. Spend time with my family. I like to cook, so we have a lot of Sunday lunches at our house, and I have about 25 people coming over this Sunday for lunch.
Oh,
So
nice.
I'm planning my menu and making sure we have plenty of good stuff to eat.
That's awesome. So it used to be that dentists were the top profession for suicide, but now it's attorneys. And what, I mean, why do you think that is?
Well, it's like we talked about before. It's all the stress that we have to deal with because we're only dealing with problems. People don't come to us because they're having a good day. They come to me because they've had a wreck or a family member's been killed in a wreck or, they've been hurt at work and they may not even have food on the table. It's always a problem. And I think the industry demands us to be workaholics. Even in the defense world, they have to book so many billable hours. And the only way they can do that is to be in the office, 24/7. So that's the stress. And even with family members, I'm a lawyer, but I don't know every aspect of the law, but I don't care what happens. If they're a friend or a family, they're going to call me to ask me what they should do about it, whether I have any expertise in the field or not. So you become everybody's go-to. You become involved in a lot of, community and civic activities. You sit on a lot of boards. There's just a huge weight and responsibility. To he who much is given, much is required. So that's where all the stress comes.
And I think probably the best stress relief is just ask for help. Just ask for help, build a network of other attorneys, and just have your own little mini mastermind. You don't even have to do it in person. You can do it on Zoom.
Yeah, you
Just.
got to get out of yourself and ask. Most people want to help everybody that, I can't remember the last time I asked somebody and they said no. Most of the time it's us. It's we feel like we're a failure if we have to ask for help. And nothing could be farther from the truth, especially when you're a young attorney and you're trying to build a book of business or you're trying to impress the partners in the business. I know, I've been there. When I came out of law school and I went back to the bank that I was working at, because I was a lawyer now, I had to travel, excessive travel, excessive hours that I put in, making sure that every I was dotted, every T was crossed, or just this huge weight of responsibility. The older I've gotten, the more I realize that, it's okay. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be everything to everybody. And that's a very comforting, very peaceful feeling.
Yeah, well said, well said. What else would you like everyone to know?
think the main thing is you can be anything you want to be. It's the want to's you have to worry about. I think so many times we don't follow our dreams. You know, we're hesitant to follow our dreams, but you know, God wants to give you the desires of your heart. I believe that. I think you just need to listen to what you want, what your heart is leading you to do, and then follow that nudge. And if I could go back 20 years and tell myself anything, that's what I would tell myself. Because so long I doubted, you know, that because I grew up very poor. I tell folks that I spent the first 20 years of my life feeling like I was less than everybody else because we were so poor. Then after, you know, I fought my way through law school, I spent the next 20 years trying to impress everybody and think I was better than everybody else. And right between the two is a very sweet spot where you just stay in your lane and you're not less than and you're not more than. You're just who you are.
Just are. Yeah, that's nice. That's a sweet spot. I love that.
That's what I would tell folks. Find your sweet spot and just stay in your lane.
Beautiful. I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much, Missy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for asking me.
All right. So long. Bye, everybody. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Lawyers Tell All, where Chris Mullins takes you on a journey with lawyers in the trenches who show you the realities of what it takes to succeed in this chaotic, crowded, ever-changing profession. Remember to visit our website at www.lawyerstellall.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on Lawyers Tell All.